What's up, guys? Welcome to the Flawed Dad's Guide to Parenting, the podcast all about the average flawed dad learning to be a better parent. Today, we're talking about creating a morning routine for your kids. We go through a bunch of the steps that are really important. We talk about how to create repetition so that things naturally occur and how to make it so that those different steps create dopamine for your kids and set them up for success for their day. So make sure you check out the whole episode right to the end. There's lots of great advice. So stick around and listen as a couple flawed dads figure out how not to screw up our kids too bad. Hey, Graham.
Hey, Warren.
How's it going?
I'm doing well. Good. Always excited to be talking to you, my friend.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. I know. I've been looking forward to this as well. And I've got an interesting topic that I think you and I have very contrasting opinions on, which I think is going to provide some good entertainment.
I feel like a constant salesman. I don't believe we've come up with a topic that is not interesting to us.
That's true.
We always have an interesting... I was listening to playbacks of different ones, and it's always... That's the start. Well, we have a very interesting one this time.
I guess that's true because we're coming up with the topic. So if it wasn't interesting, we probably would have said to each other, no, we're not talking about that. That's fucking stupid.
So we just need to throw one in, super boring one, just so that we can say, this one.
This one sucks. Yeah. No, I wanted to talk to you because we're getting into summertime, and I find that as it... you know, the weather gets better and the seasons changing, that sort of thing. We have been falling apart on our morning routine, but we rely very heavily on our morning routine to kind of get our day going. But I know that you don't have any morning routine. And I think the fact that we do things so differently will be pretty interesting. So when we're talking about creating a morning routine and what's important, you can give your feedback on why you think it's stupid.
Okay. That's where I would say we're different. I am fully aware of the benefits of morning routines.
Okay.
I feel like there's no question that when people know what they're doing, good things are going to happen. So I'm not opposed to it.
Right.
I'm saying that we just don't do it. But it's also through different circumstances as well. You're in an entirely different ballgame than I am, right? The morning routines for us, I work at home. Mm-hmm. Vanessa works just trying to make sure our children don't burn the house down. there's some various different things going on.
You should probably take away the matches then, like if you're really concerned about that.
Circle back to our last episode. Yes. You should go listen to that. It's hilarious. But we only have one child going to school, right?
Right.
And the other one is just living entropy. She's 2.5, so like everything is just like it's quiet. Was she like soaking or cutting or doing anyways? So that's where I feel like we don't have a routine just purely because we can waste time.
Sure. So you mentioned that you see the benefits of a morning routine. Go through what you think the benefits of a morning routine are.
Well, it may come as sort of a surprise to you, or Warren always laughs every time I say it may come as a surprise to you because he knows what's coming. It is not going to be a surprise to him.
Not at all.
It may be somewhat of a surprise to the listeners. For anyone that's listened long enough, realize that I am fairly a practical, efficiency-focused type person. So having a routine, that's very efficient, right? Mm-hmm. Not having to tell other people or describe of what needs to get done, etc. If there's something that gets repeated over and over again, sounds very easy. It sounds like, okay, well, you guys know what you need to do here.
Yeah.
Let's get at her. That's not to say that we don't have a small version of a routine.
Right.
There are some things that I do with McKenna. So where we are better at routines and things is when we don't have very much time.
Okay.
McKenna often does not wake up. She's starting to wake up early in the year. I think she's getting older, so she's needing to sleep less.
A little less, yeah.
But she'll wake up like 25 minutes before it's time to go to school.
Right.
And then it's, okay, there's no time to do anything here. Like, we got to get at her, mm-hmm. right? And so in those times, parents are overall amazed at how we're able to get to school on time
yeah.
in that period of time. So we do have a routine when it comes down to it. But yeah. if there's a lot more time, frankly, I find that we're often late when we have a lot more time, because then you start to like, oh, well, yeah, sure, go and
less structure.
Play and don't yeah. worry about getting dressed yet and doing yeah. all these things. Does that answer some of the question?
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it. It's just that I know the idea of a list. Okay. I've talked yeah. about this to you personally before. Yeah. I love the idea of a list.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a list, a to-do list of something that I want to get accomplished the night before. I've read about it. A phenomenal idea.
Yeah.
I love the concept of
yeah.
it. I have never been able to sustainably do it for more than like 3 days. It's a miracle if I yeah. go beyond 3 days.
A lot of it for me is now just memory lists. Like I create them in my head. And because we've been doing our morning routine so much, and it's something that I've been doing, it happens almost naturally, right? Alarm goes off, get up, do the personal hygiene stuff, go down, wake up Naveena, get her to come up, you know, then get her to sit down. Breakfast is usually ready for her by the time she gets up. And her medication is there, that sort of thing. Get her to do that. Then she goes and gets dressed and brushes teeth and packs her bag with her lunch. And then we're out the door and our commute to get to school, right? So the 25 minutes before school wake up doesn't work for us, given that we're driving an hour across the city to get to school. We'd be very late.
Yes.
If we did that. But, you know, that, and during that, Rachel gets the other two up and does the same thing with them.
Right.
And if we didn't kind of follow that repetition, the day completely goes off the rails. Like if there's any part of that isn't routine, particularly for a child with ADHD, it is right. so important to have that routine so that they know what is coming.
What about weekends?
Weekends, it's a little less of a routine, but it's similar. And that's, you know, kind of when I was starting off this episode and said, I feel us getting off the rails a little bit with regards to our routine. We can see the days going sideways a bit more right away if we're not following that routine. So if the girls get up before we do, and they get onto technology, you know, turn on the TV or hop mm-hmm. on their laptop or whatever, by the time we get up and get going, there's a lot more objection to getting the day rolling. There's a lot more, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to eat breakfast. I'm not hungry now, or
right.
that kind of stuff. Whereas if we carry on with the routine, they're so understanding of what the next step is that we don't get the pushback that we do if we're not following the routine.
Yeah. And as we get into summer, mm-hmm. the time availability
yeah.
Becomes a little bit more in a flux, especially for kids. I mean, for us working adults,
yeah,
you know, that doesn't really change. Unfortunately, summer, unless you're a school teacher,
mm-hmm.
Summertime just still means it's warmer.
Yeah.
Working weather.
Well, I'm planning on taking a bit more time off this summer to be able to spend with the girls and do activities. Right. And I'm recognizing how important on those days keeping the routine is going to be yes. so that I don't get the pushback about going and doing the activity that we've already planned.
Yeah. And I acknowledge, like, it is for sure. I know with the mm-hmm. days that if I don't get, well, I'm usually always get dressed, but if Vanessa doesn't happen to get dressed and she's wearing a house coat and sort of like, okay, let's watch a bit of a movie or whatever, suddenly it's 11 o'clock and okay, let's start to get going and we haven't had breakfast
yeah.
and whatever. And it's like half the day is gone. Whereas yeah. if you get up and just do the first thing,
yeah.
like I remember one day I decided to go out and start cleaning the car. That's what it was.
Right.
I woke up early. Before anyone else. And so did the youngest, Kendra. And so I was like, well, I don't want everyone else wake up. I'll just go out. The car needs vacuuming.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just put her in there. She can play around inside while I vacuum and clean the inside of the car.
Right.
And during that time, Vanessa wakes up and she sees me do that. And so then she started cleaning windows and doing other things. And all of a sudden, by the time it was 8:30 in the morning or something like that, the car was clean. The inside of the windows of the house were clean, which we hadn't done in I don't know how long, right? Yeah. Which doesn't matter with kids anyways. I mean, they're just, the second you wipe them down, they're smearing their hands all over it anyway. So it's really rewarding when you do clean that sort of stuff, right? Then you get to see that after 2 days, this is the reason why we don't really clean it very often, because it looks just exactly the same. So enjoy enjoy the HD quality of visuals for the next 20 minutes before all the smearing happens again.
So have you ever read the book Atomic Habits?
No, you talked about it last episode as well, which anyone that hasn't listened to, you should go check out.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll refer back to that a few times when talking about morning routine, because it's become such a huge part of how I get my day started. It's just that sequence of events and how when you start doing something, you automatically know what the next step is going to be. Like it's muscle memory. You're automated to move into the next thing because it's just natural progression. And doing that with kids is, you know, basically the same thing. And so I will definitely through the summer start doing that. So let's talk a little bit about what the best type of morning routine would be for kids. And
it's definitely going to be you teaching me. I can theoretically talk about this stuff.
But practically there's a bit of a gap.
The one thing that I've have done is I found that works very well is brushing teeth before they eat.
Yeah.
To try and remember to brush the teeth after. Sometimes if it's a time crunch, et cetera, that's the thing that ends up going.
Agreed.
And I figured and I started doing it myself.
One. Yeah.
Because I tend to forget brushing my teeth after I eat breakfast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's better to brush the teeth at some point in time. I'm just going to brush it before.
Yeah.
Before that's the trigger for me. Oh, I'm going to eat something? No, I better go brush my teeth. And so is that what you're talking about?
It's
like a trigger thing? Okay, before
exactly.
You can't proceed to step two without doing step one.
So for me, like I wake up, probably read for 15 or 20 minutes on my phone, checking the news, that kind of stuff. Go turn on the shower, go to the bathroom, shower, dry off. While I'm in my towel, you know, deodorant, brush teeth, hair, that kind of thing, then get dressed and then, you know, go to the kitchen, get the eggs cooking for Naveena, go down, get her up, come back up. Well, coffee's in there too. Get Naveena up, bring her up. Eggs are usually done by that time. So is the toast. Put that together, put the plate in front of her and carry on. But because I've done that so many times, it's just... it's easy to go through the motions of it, and I can do it without having to think.
Right.
There's no consciousness required in order to complete those tasks.
And the girls eat the same thing for breakfast every morning?
Generally, sometimes they change it up, but the younger two will switch between waffles and cereal. Naveena is only, because of her ADHD, right? She is only egg sandwich. That's all she wants. Egg, like a English muffin with egg and cheese.
Which is, I mean, from a habitual standpoint, that is awesome.
Given you have a very specific breakfast diet.
Yeah, well, mine's easy as well. That, exactly. Yeah. I really appreciate it. I mean, because that's the one thing I'm asking is because McKenna in the morning is like, today I'm feeling like, so there's no opportunity to pre-prepare this sort of stuff. Because there's a chance that she's like, nah, I don't really want this today, right? Yeah. She'll go through cycles like, this week is peanut butter week. And then, no, I'm off peanut butter. I don't want that anymore. I don't know what happens or changes, but somehow.
Naveena will do an entire year and a half of the same breakfast.
Which is fantastic.
Like, so that makes for a long time it was oatmeal, right? And then it switched over to cereal and now it's egg sandwiches. Anyways, and
that makes it very, very easy.
It does.
Is just with what you're just going through.
Exactly.
The eggs wise, I'm thinking, well, I can't do that while doing something else because if McKenna's not awake, you know, there's no point. But that's exactly. All these little habitual things.
Yeah.
Not that we don't have, I mean, there's clearly a routine in that there's breakfast needs to get eaten.
Yes.
Clothes need to get put on.
Yeah, there's a
teeth
format.
Teeth need to get brushed.
Yeah.
That's our routine. Sometimes, most of the time, hair getting brushed.
So obviously the best way to start your routine is to get up before your kids. Right?
Yes.
It's very difficult to get them set on the right path with routine if you're not getting up before them. Having said that,
do you think that's needed?
Yes. I would say at least until you have the routine completely established. So Rach and I wound up getting up after the youngest two today because the oldest one's away with my folks. So the younger two got up at 7 o'clock and Rach and I got a bit of a sleep in, you know, to 7:30. And they got up and because a part of the routine is feeding the dog, they actually fed the dog and got him outside, which was great.
You know,
when you have an 8 and 6 year old that are... So it's great that they know the routine so well that they can just carry on even without instruction. But even after that, you know, the next step is doing what they call in Atomic Hobbits or Atomic Habits is fixing broken windows.
Ooh.
So fixing broken windows is things like making your bed, which you mentioned before. Picking up clothes off the floor, making sure your towel is hung up, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Opening the blinds. It's about doing the small things that get your day going and accomplishing small tasks. And it's not just important for the parents to do, but is to get the kids to do them as well. Now, depending on their age, that may require your assistance to do them. But once they've accomplished those tasks, and they've done something successful, it's establishing that routine of success first thing in the morning. So they're prepared to succeed throughout the day.
Hmm. And do you find your kids do the same thing for themselves? Like, are they... So, I mean, I'm just thinking...
Depends on the kid.
Okay.
So Allie, yes. Allie gets up and makes her bed and has her stuff ready. Naveena, no. No matter how many times we try and get her to make her bed, we just can't do it. Like, unless I go down and do it, it's not going to happen. Which is a challenge because it's not important to Naveena, but it is important to Allie that she gets those early wins. I would really like it if Naveena would do it because I think it would put Naveena in a much better frame of mind.
Right.
But she's just, because of her ADHD, like those small tasks are huge tasks to her. Like when she sees a messy bed, it'd be like me walking into a room that is absolutely destroyed. And right. My mind is so overwhelmed by the amount of stuff that's there. I just turn around and walk away.
Hmm.
To her, seeing clothes on the floor or a messy bed is exactly the same thing. The idea of putting any time into that is just completely overwhelming to her. So, but it is...
For McKenna, she often will want a nightlight on at nighttime.
Yeah.
I've said the first thing you get up, please turn off that nightlight.
Mm-hmm.
I hate wasting energy. I hate the fact that it's on throughout the night anyways. Most of the time I go in and I just turn it off after she's asleep.
Right.
And she doesn't seem to mind that. And I've done that now because I've just asked, hey, when you get up, just turn the light off
mm-hmm.
and open up the blinds.
Yeah.
And she will not do it. Like her routine is different a lot of the time. And I've done enough days where I've tried to remind her, hey, can you go in and you remember so many things. She's able to recite like lyrics from a song that she heard, you know, yesterday mm-hmm. type stuff. No problem. Memory's not an issue at all. And yet turning off that goddamn light in the morning.
But a song,
why can't you do that?
A song in its own way is a routine because it's repetition of doing the same thing over and over again, right? Like one word leads to the next, that sort of thing. If her morning routine is different every day, she's never going to remember to turn off the light because there's no trigger beforehand to get her to do that. Like if every day you got her to, so she gets out of bed, she pulls up the covers and then immediately walks over to the light. And you did that, you know, 5-6 days in a row. That would create that routine where it's pull up the cover. Okay, I know what's next. It's turn off the light.
Right.
Right. That's a whole habit forming sort of thing each sequential trigger creates a desire for you to do something else. Because you're actually receiving dopamine by following your routine. Right? So the next thing that's important is the hygiene. So obviously for me, you know, I'm getting that done even before the kids are up.
Right.
But getting them to do the same thing is incredibly important, like brushing the teeth. So we keep the girls' bedrooms are downstairs from our main floor. And so we keep all the toothbrushes on the main floor. So when they come up the stairs, you know, the idea is for them, it's breakfast, then brush their teeth. But as you mentioned, that's not always the greatest thing, because if you're running short on time, that's what gets cut out.
Yeah.
But it's so important to do it, which is why I brush my teeth right when I get out of the shower. So that's a part of our routine that we have to adjust because, you know, our kids have had cavities and I'm super embarrassed by that because I didn't have a cavity until I was 37 years old.
Like, you've had one now.
I have had.
You outlasted me.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was 33 or something like that. I was pretty impressed. And then you came out with that bomb that you hadn't had a cavity either.
Well, Rach is 42 and still hasn't had a cavity. Yeah.
Well, good for her. Yeah. She's the new queen in another avenue. good for her.
So things like washing their face, combing their hair, and I don't know about you, but getting hair brushed in our house is awful because our kids have such thick hair. They fight it every time, but it's always the second you're done breakfast, it's brush your hair, right?
I'm the brush king.
You can do it without any pain.
Yes.
Okay. I figured out how to do that.
Not without, most of the time, most of the strokes are without pain.
Yeah.
But to the point now, it's quite interesting. McKenna will say, if Vanessa will start to brush her hair, she'll say, no. I want dad to brush the hair.
Right.
Which is, I think, the only thing that she ever asks. No, I'd rather have dad do. Yeah. So, I will happily do so, as I feel like accomplished in that one small, small space. I can actually do something.
Dad is the top of the pile here, and it's a very small pile.
Yeah.
So next would be getting dressed. Right. Okay. So keeping them moving, good hygiene, then getting dressed. So it can be challenging to get them to get dressed. Our kids have uniforms.
Well, I'm just going through your routine there. So they come upstairs, then they go back downstairs and get dressed?
After eating, because we don't want syrup or anything, or egg yolk or anything like that on uniforms. Because they only have so many uniforms, and washing them the morning of going to school isn't a good idea.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah, I mean, for us, the routine is like before you get out of that room.
Yeah,
just get dressed. Well,
the uniforms are usually kept in our bedroom, which is on the main floor.
All right,
and so they go to our room, and the uniforms, Rachel usually has them laid out for them.
Right.
So they just go and grab their uniform and hop into it, and then the pajamas go into the laundry basket in our room.
Right.
Yeah. So, that tends to work well, and it ensures that they keep them clean before heading off to school. I mean, they come back disheveled and filthy, so I'm not sure why we bother, but
that's right.
And the pajamas get the front. It's a sense of personal pride that you're not sending your kids to school in something that has egg yolk and syrup all down the front of it.
And are they messy eaters? Is that like it's a...
Naveena is.
Okay.
The other two are pretty good, but Naveena somehow manages to get food from ear to ear, no matter what she's eating.
And so that's the reason why the pajamas go into the hamper, because they're the ones that take all the brunt of the food eating.
Yeah. Interesting. Exactly. So obviously a nutritious breakfast is an important thing. But you know, that's super important as a part of the routine is where you're going to place it. For us, breakfast comes before getting dressed, but, for a lot of people, getting dressed, like you've said, before they come out of the room, then eating the breakfast is a good idea.
Hmm.
So while the girls are eating, is when I'm preparing lunches for the day. So while Naveena eats her egg sandwich, I'm chopping up fruits and vegetables and building the lunch kit.
Right.
Our girls don't like sandwiches or wraps or anything. So it's a lot of pastas or leftovers from the night before, steak or chicken or whatever.
I've definitely heard before the concept of the from different parents out there reading, et cetera, packing lunch beforehand and also getting them to pack their own lunch is very not only empowering from them and is something that they can do, but also that they tend to eat more actually because it's something they put together themselves.
Definitely a good idea.
Have you done any of that?
Does not work in our house because my girls would turn to me and say, I'd rather not eat than have to do this.
Ah.
They're...
I can empathize a little bit in the fact of not... Your food is more of a sustenance and not necessarily a requirement. I don't think I'd be able to skip a meal, however. That's the trump you. Card that they would... Yeah, hey... All right, I'll make my lunch. It'll be basic as anything.
Yeah.
The least amount of energy, but I will have food for sure. That's interesting. They just, okay, I'll trump you. I just won't eat.
They're big fans of control. And so they would rather abstain from something than give up control around it. Even if I give them control over what their lunch is going to be,
yeah,
they'd go, I'd rather control the time I have right now and do something else that I want to do than come and make lunch. And I'll suffer through the day.
And they would suffer and they wouldn't learn anything from that if you did the following day.
Rachel won't allow me to send them without lunch.
Yeah, it's a tough... Sending into school without lunch is a tough one.
Yeah, I would. I know I'd get a note back from the teacher, you know, saying, you know, did you neglect your children today? But I would happily...
Yes, on purpose.
Yeah, I would happily send them to school without lunch if they chose not to make it. But that's not the way that Rachel parents. And so, you know, as we've had a conversation about managing different parenting styles, there's compromise required. And by compromise, I mean that I have to give up my way of doing things. So we go with Rachel's way, which is placating them. And in reality, they've gotten to the point now, and we understand what they will and won't eat, that most days they're eating what we put in front of them, you know, chicken and rice or mac and cheese or whatever. So
is there something to this atomic habits thing where you're able to at least start the process a little bit about trying to get them to, okay, you choose one of these things, then, you know, what are you going to do as part of this? Okay. Now, we've done that for every while you've added your one thing for the next week or 2 weeks or whatever. It's okay. Now you're going to do two things and like slowly drip feed them into.
I'm sure. Yes. That's definitely a part of Atomic Habits. We just have not gone that direction just for simplicity because it's so much a part of my routine that I do it.
It's also wicked faster. You're just doing it yourselves, but it's that teach a man to fish or person to fish type thing. It's I that's very much like the idea of trying to get kids to do as much. McKenna will she's like a, I don't know, middle-aged queen coming down the tarmac or the hallway, right? She's like, you there, father, you brush my hair, right? Someone brush my teeth for me. Not that we do that. I just, that one's a bit extreme, but right. Like wipe my butt after I've gone to the washroom and then I sit down, where's my breakfast? Why has it not been made? Okay, well make me this for lunch. Yeah. I feel like this is what and then she won't eat half of it anyways, but that's what I'm envious. I'm asking this from a perspective.
Yeah. We moved away a long ways away from the choice of what's going into their lunch just because it was such a problem. Like before we'd give them some options of what they were going to eat for lunch and they wouldn't eat it even if they chose what they were going to have. So now we have certain things we know will most likely get eaten. Sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
But we've narrowed down what it is that we're going to make. And I know that if I put cucumber, apples, pears, any other fruit, like mango, some carrots, celery, that kind of stuff in there, that will all get eaten. Right. And then the main part is, you know, things like chicken and rice that kind of thing. So it's just easy enough for me to do it.
I have a dream at some point in time, like, you know, you wake up. I think most parents would probably have the same dream, that is you wake up and you do your routine And then you just leave because the kids have done their own routine and everything has been accomplished.
Yeah.
Without your involvement or reminding or prodding or anything like that. Like, you've just done you and they've done them and both are leaving.
So you're talking about when they've moved out, right?
I guess that's I believe it does exist out there. Yeah. It's just so far, I know
I'm better not doing any favors. Than myself, for sure.
I'm not contributing, or Vanessa's not helping. There's enabling comes to mind, I suppose. Is that
starting in September, I will definitely do what you've just suggested and start transitioning some of the lunch preparation, at least to the older two. I think Lily at 6, well, soon 7, is still a little young to probably be preparing her own lunch.
Right.
But the older two, you know, with Navina, she'll be 11 this fall, and Allie will be 9. They'll be more capable of taking on some of those obligations. And I think that will be very helpful for me. So then doing one last check through the routine, making sure that everything is done. So creating a little checklist such as, okay, backpack, shoes, lunch, that kind of stuff, when they pack their bag and before they walk out the door, making sure that all the things, all the little boxes have been ticked.
And do they have is that a mental checklist or do you actually have a physical one?
No, it's mental in my mind. It's okay. And given that we're in COVID times, mask, right? Shoes, is your lunch in there? Do you have your planner? That sort of thing. And then it's out the door.
So that's a checklist for you then. They don't necessarily go
through that. I verbalize it and they check to make sure they have their stuff.
Okay.
Right? So they're responsible for it, but I'm responsible for the reminder.
Are you able to work towards the... You know, if there is, I mean, you're way farther progressed than I am. So I'm just looking to try and, offload some work
from
you.
You're trying to leapfrog me is what you're trying to do. I get it. No, you don't want to go through all the errors and mistakes that I've made. You just want them to be self-sufficient.
That's right. That's fine. Yeah. If I'm going to do this routine thing.
Yeah. I'm going to skip straight to level 10.
That's right. That's, doesn't everyone want to do that? Yeah. Right? Because I could see that having a whiteboard checkbox or something or other with masking tape or whatever it is. So a lot of the core stuff stays the same, but you're able to just physically check something off. Mm-hmm. I've read the idea of checking something off is very nice and whatever it is. I've read. I don't do it. Again, keep in mind, everyone, conceptualize.
Mine's it just happens to be quick and verbal as we go out the door. Shoes, lunch, mask. Planner. Yep. Okay, good. Go get in the car.
Is it as clean as that often with that type of checklist and you're on your way, everything is yep, 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 and then move on? Or is it
no, it's chaos? Usually, there's a lot of, come on, shoes. Let's go. Come on, get your shoes on. Let's go. Where's your lunch? Come on. Don't forget a mask. If I get into the car and you've forgotten your mask, you're walking back up into the fucking house.
Yeah, okay. So the response is not mask, yes. It's often mask, scurry, 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 scurry.
Yeah.
Well, because shoes, scurry, scurry. Typical of where's children, my one shoe? Where's
they don't put things in the same place all the time when they get home, right? Mm-hmm. When they walk in the door, as much as I tried to create a coming home routine as well, it's almost like an H-bomb goes off the second they walk in. Yeah. It's just poof.
Yeah.
Everything everywhere.
I'm just going to shed everything as much as I can.
Yeah, the jackets on the floor. The shoes are in 6 different places, even though they only have 2 shoes. They managed to get them in 6 different places. Lunch kit is wherever the dog can get at it, right? That's...
Right. Yes,
it's chaos.
I empathize with that for sure. Yeah. I mean, again, it's only one coming home, but it's
this is chaos in triplicate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I can appreciate for sure what it's like.
Yeah.
Just the battles of parenting. Yes.
So that's kind of what I had as an idea for morning routine. So create triggers by having things in a specific order that you, every time you do them, you know what the next step is, both for you as a parent, but also for kids, so that they know what's coming next. And for us, it removes so much of the morning conflict when we stick to it. The second we break away from it, I know that our day is going off the rails.
I agree. So for those of us who don't or have not done any part of this.
Yeah.
What's this? I mean, is that, I'd like start to go to level 10. There's no way I can go to level 10 with this because I routine or checklist or anything like that, I, for whatever reason, am atrocious. That
start with fixing the broken windows.
Okay.
Start with the bed, opening the blinds, that kind of stuff, and doing them in sequential order. The same sequential order every day, right? Roll out of bed, make the bed, open the blinds, turn off the nightlight. Like, do those four things, you know, every day for a week in a row.
Okay.
And it will become a natural habit. Like, you actually start to receive dopamine by doing it because you'll feel like you've accomplished something.
The dog barking in the background is just me trying to commit that to memory. That's what that sound is.
So yeah, that's morning routine. What do you think?
I love the concept.
Do you think you'll try it?
I will try it.
Yeah.
Yes, I will absolutely try it.
Awesome.
The making of the bed part, I will not be making the bed. I have a real objection to making a bed just because there are 43 pillows that go on that goddamn bed. And I think just mentally, I have an absolute, like, I am not making this bed. I hate doing these pillows. I hate doing this at all.
I started making only my half. And suddenly we had less pillows. Because there was my sleeping pillow, you know, the backstop pillow, and then the front pillow. But I didn't do it for the other half of the bed. And I think, you know, pillows started to get taken away.
I don't think I'm exaggerating. I believe there are 43 pillows on there. Like,
does it go right from the headboard to the foot of the bed?
Yeah, you can't sleep on that bed when it's actually fully made. You know, like, it's...
Okay. So thank you for listening. I hope everybody, you got something out of listening about morning routines. If you get a chance, actually, not just if you get a chance, please go and rate and subscribe to the podcast. And what would be really helpful is if you sent this to two or three people that you think this would be helpful for. That really helps to spread our listenership, and we really enjoy getting to meet some of the new listeners now. We did hit 2,000 downloads and 2,000 Instagram followers in the last week.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Monumental.
Yeah, and there's like 40 different countries that people are listening
it's
from.
It's so now. Neat to see.
Yeah.
For sure. That's the coolest part is the reach of this little tiny podcast and all the different people out there that are listening to it. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you. And good luck. Good luck with the morning routine. And at some point we'll be talking about bedtime routine and a couple other things.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Bye.